I'm here with Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Joe Hannell, a reporter for the Durango Herald. We all sat through the civil unions hearing, and I know all three of us have covered it the previous 2 years when it's come before lawmakers. I thought the debate seemed a little different this year. It's still the same issue, but it seemed that proponents talked more emotions and love and family values than the legal side of things, although that was certainly brought up. Joe?
Yes, and that's because the conclusion of this debate has been decided way in advance. There are more than enough co-sponsors on the bill to pass it through both houses. They know it's going to pass. Last year, the sponsors were trying to attract a couple key Republican supporters. They were making some classic conservative arguments about responsibilities, civil rights. This year, they don't need to do that. And there was just a palpable sense that this is our year. It's a five-person committee. Two of the members were gay Democrats, and there was also the sponsor, Pat Stedman, also a gay man. It was just kind of a sense of, now it's our turn.
Did you get that sense, Lynn?
Well, I thought it was interesting how often the opponents brought up the fact that Coloradans had already spoke on this issue, referring to two ballot measures in 2006 that basically defeated a civil unions-like referendum, but also passed a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman. And supporters of civil unions pointed out that's 7 years ago. So much has changed since then. In fact, Senator Irene Aguilar was the one who pointed out in that same election, Coloradans defeated a measure that would have legalized marijuana. As we all know, voters in November legalized marijuana. Times change, people change. I think part of the reason Democrats are also so optimistic, it's not just having the majority, it's the public's at their back. Poll after poll after poll. I mean, you have witnesses who are Republicans coming and saying, why aren't you passing this? Pass this thing.
Yeah, and as one witness said, when you have half the delegates at the Republican state convention, which is a very conservative crowd, voting in support of civil unions, that really shows that the public sentiment is changing on this issue.
The sentiment on gay rights in general has changed more quickly than any major issue I can remember in my nearly 40 years. And it's not just the public, it's Democrats themselves who are changing on this and on the other big social issue up here this year, illegal immigration. It was just back in 2006 that Democrats were bragging about passing a really strict illegal immigration law, the strictest in the country. When it came to domestic partnerships, they didn't want to do it themselves. They wanted to refer it to the voters.
And I know civil unions are important to a lot of people in Colorado, but elsewhere in the country, people are talking about gay marriage. And we heard during the testimony, proponents say this is not marriage. It doesn't have the same dignity as that term, marriage. Do you think that's the next step, Lynn? As you pointed out, voters banned gay marriage in 2006. Are we going to see that, or do you think people will be satisfied with civil unions?
I think you'll see something in 2016, a presidential year, basically overturning Amendment 43. You're putting a new thing on that would allow gays to marry in the state. When people talk about this struggle, they point out this is not unlike when blacks weren't not allowed to marry whites, and it's just something that people are kind of shocked by it now.
The interesting thing about that 2006 constitutional amendment, the Defense of Marriage Amendment, that happened at a time when a lot of states were passing these things, but it created language and legalities about marriage in the Constitution, and you only need to get voters to agree to change a couple of words when we go from banning gay marriage to accepting it and requiring all counties to do it. 2006 opened the door to constitutional acceptance of gay marriage, I think, ironically, by trying to ban it.
The other thing about the 2006 election that's interesting, if you talk to the people who were behind the scenes, they were not doing bad in the polls, and then the whole Ted Haggard scandal broke, and it was about, you know, a male prostitute and meth and gayness, and they said just from their polling, people were like, ugh, gay sex, icky, and just they knew then the issue was going to go down, and it did.
Thanks. That was Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.